We're CJMQ, and we're talking to AJ Woodworth today from out in BC. And you're a country artist, are you not, AJ?
Yes, I am. A bit of a country crossover.
Okay.
A little bit of country mixed with a little bit of pop, I like to say.
Okay, that's right. I was reading your biography, and you've had kind of an interesting little trail down to the country road there as far as your music is concerned.
Definitely.
So you started around the age of 14 to become interested in a musical career?
Yeah, I started off really young just with taking voice lessons, and then throughout school I was really involved in musical festivals and musical theater, and then when I turned 18 I joined a pop group, and I did that for a few years, but I just really wasn't finding that I was really myself in it. I'm not too sure if that really makes so much mm-hmm. sense, but every time I'd sit down and write something, it would come out country, and every time I would sing, it would end up being more country, and it just kind of became this natural progression that I started moving more towards country, and I went down to Nashville and got totally obsessed with the music down there and with everything that was going on, and it just kind of became a natural progression into that.
Okay, so you broke away from your group then, I guess, in the year, was it 2002? Or?
Yes.
Okay, and then you started taking a little bit of a break there, and you went down to Nashville and found out that's, your type of music, I guess.
Yeah. I took a few years off doing the pop thing just because I really wanted to figure out what I wanted to do musically. I really wasn't sure if mm-hmm. where my fit was, and I think that's, it's really hard when you're kind of a young female artist, especially in Canada, because there's so many amazing talents, and it's all about finding something, mm-hmm. Different and bringing your own feelings to the table, and that's kind of what I took the time off to do, and that's what I hoped that showed through this album, especially because I was able to write on it, which was an amazing feeling, because before I wasn't doing too much writing,
mm-hmm.
so now it kind of opened the doors for me to be able to do that, and I was fortunate enough to be able to co-write a song on the new J.D. Bigsby track, on his new album, which is really exciting feeling for me.
That is exciting. Okay, great. So you actually wrote a few of your songs on your album then?
Yes, I co-wrote four. Bill Buckingham, who produced it.
Okay, great. So you've had a chance to work with some great people then.
Yeah, I was so lucky. I mean, we did some pre-production up in BC, and then we went down to Nashville and recorded some music down there, and just the feeling of a bunch of musicians in one room all playing at the same time and me being able to sing at the same time was just an incredible feeling. I mean, some of the musicians played with my all-time favorites. I mean, the bassist played on Gretchen Wilson's record, and the guitarist plays for Lynyrd Skynyrd, and it was just, your eyes and your jaws drop,
mm-hmm.
and it was an amazing, amazing experience.
That's great. Great inspiration there. So that's
definitely
wonderful. Okay. Now, I was reading your vocal trainer
mm-hmm.
is the former vocal trainer to Sarah McLachlan and Avril Lavigne.
Yes. Yes. Judith Rabinovich. And she is a lovely and fantastic, fantastic woman who's definitely helped me a lot. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we do a lot of things. But most of it is just to be able to sing for a long period of time, for shows and
right.
whatnot. So she definitely is my saving grace there.
That's great. You're having a lot of fun and getting to work with a lot of great people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I feel very fortunate.
Good. So the album, let's see, this is your debut album, While
yes.
You Were Gone.
So. Yes. And thank you for playing my single, Life Went On While You Were Gone.
Oh, we love that song. Tell us about the making of that particular song.
I had gotten it's written by Daryl Burgess, who
mm-hmm.
lives in Nashville, but is actually Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first heard it, it was actually demoed by Gretchen Wilson. So
okay.
I heard
mm-hmm.
it, I was like, is this Gretchen Wilson? And he kind of chuckled to himself because he knows how much I like her. And it was an instant, it was just, I heard the song and I was like, that's it. That's the song that's going on. And that's the song that's going to be the first single. And I just think it's a really, really great song. I think it's strong, and I just think it has a really good message, and it was a definite pick for me.
Oh, that's great. That's
yeah.
Good. A great message there for women. Do you think it's harder for female artists in the business in Canada than it is for males?
I think in Canada there's a lot more support I'm going to say for both. I mean,
mm-hmm.
obviously, as opposed to the United States, but I'm in BC, there's a lot of opportunities for women to perform. They're starting up this group called BC Women of Country, where mm-hmm. we put on shows all over, and it just showcases new up-and-coming women artists, which is, I mean, fantastic. So I think that there's avenues for both. I wouldn't really say that it's harder for women now, I mm-hmm. think, because there are so many, you know, amazing women singers now in Canada, such as Jessie Farrell, who are really opening the doors for more
mm-hmm.
artists.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's probably a little bit and hard for both. I mean, it's hard for any artist just starting out.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
That's great to have that. So this summer, are you doing some festivals, different fairs, things like that?
I'm performing up in BC at a festival called Agri Fair
mm-hmm.
in the beginning of August, and I'm just putting together some details on my CD album release,
mm-hmm.
and so I'll just be doing that. But you can check out my website, which is www.ajcountry.com
mm-hmm.
for more details.
Okay, great.
And upcoming show dates, and hopefully I'll be out there to visit you guys.
Good, that's a great website. Also, you're on MySpace, are you not?
Yes, I am on MySpace, good. And there's a link to that on my website.
Okay,
I'm
good.
Still figuring all these MySpace details out. It's hard to figure it out.
Mm-hmm, it is. are you on Facebook yet? Or?
I am on Facebook, too.
Okay.
That's what I mean. It's just a, mm-hmm. you know, it's a full-time job on its own, just having to mm-hmm. work out how to get in and my passwords. And I'm not that great at computer stuff, you know?
Good. So let's see. Any other plans for this fall or in the next year, AJ?
We're going to see. I'm just slowly working together with my team up here and going to put together a little tour and hopefully I'll definitely be out there. So I'm just kind of seeing what's going to happen over these next couple weeks, just because the album just got finished and
mm-hmm.
the first single just got released. So I'm just going to see. But so far I've had some dates. I was playing up at Merritt, so
mm-hmm.
I just kind of came back for that. And
mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're going to see.
That's great. Can people have a chance to purchase your album on the website?
Yes, that is also going to be coming up. But if someone sends me an email, I will be able to do that.
Okay, that's great. Good. Anything else you wanted to tell us about yourself, your music, AJ, before we go?
No, not really. I just want to thank you so much again for giving me the opportunity and for playing my single, and I'm so glad that you like it.
Oh, that's great. AJ Woodworth, a great Canadian artist from out in BC, and her single, Life Went On While You Were Gone. Okay, thanks,
thank
AJ.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Oh, you too.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
From a phone booth on a dead-end street, you said you had an epiphany, and now you wanna make things right. Your heart is filled with regret, you wanna get back to what you left, 'cause what you left is what I left behind. Time's got tough, you got going, but the moon's still made, the tide keep flowing. My pride and my dreams. Every night I hit the books so hard, planted flowers out in the yard, waited tables in between. So if you walked in this house, you would find somebody else. 'Cause you can't stop the world from turning. Look around, baby, then you'll learn you can't. Together, not the girl that you were, never that you left for so long.
That was a song by Canadian country artist from BC. Her name is A.J. Woodworth, and the song we just heard was called Life Went On While You Were Gone.